This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah! Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Not bragging.
Coming to you live from the front line of the InfoWar.
How this gonna stop me to death? And of course, the good Lord above. But
I want you. I need you.
God knows that I'm a wicked, fallen creature, but I love justice and I love God. Even down here in my foul nest, I know which side I want to be on. When you study history, God tends to use people a lot of times that aren't the sweetest or the cutest creatures. And I'm certainly not one of those, but I'll tell you one thing. I don't like con artists. I don't like people that hurt children. And I got so mad Saturday that I was mad all the way through Sunday, and I had to really pray about it last night and just ask God for peace again, because I'd had peace for about a week or two, and it was really helping me get a lot more done. But I saw a big LA Times article with the headline that, oh my gosh, a huge mystery. Hundreds of kids are being paralyzed and nobody knows why. The vaccine insert says it causes that in a certain percentage. Her toddler suddenly paralyzed. Mother tries to solve a vexing medical mystery. They changed it after we started covering it. It's just weird. The headline was, you know, mystery, medical mystery is hundreds of children paralyzed. And what happens is they get Guillain-Barré is one name of one neurological disorder that just lists a bunch of different spectrums of this. And folks, David Knight and Rob Dew and myself have interviewed the nurses and the doctors. And sometimes at night I go through the tip boxes for like hours when I don't have the time. And my kids are in the room next to me wanting to see me because I feel so guilty. And it's not because I'm some goody two-shoes. I literally get feelings of burning, angry, nasty guilt. I mean, I feel dirty. I feel evil when I can't get the word out and defeat these people. People think, see, I'm the opposite of a power trip. People need to know. I am burning, sometimes with nausea, to fight these people. Like a pit bull on a chain. Because I can't stop them. And people are like, well, my gosh, you're such a great. No. I know they're giving kids shots now, hundreds of them. We've gone from 1 in 30-something thousand to 1 in 58. South Korea's like 1 in 30-something. There's retarded kids everywhere. They go, don't use the word retarded. I'll use the word retarded. You're the ones covering up for them being brain damaged. And they've got polio-like illness paralyzing children all across the U.S. They're testing soft kills. I told you this 15 years ago about Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the vaccines they give, and then the kids all getting paralyzed, sometimes 60,000 a year in places like India alone. It's okay that you can't walk now, son. The doctors won't tell us, but they're good, so you know, we trust them. Then they go to the Child Development Center, to the state. You know, they came up with the 223, or the 556 in Vietnam, and the Colt M16, because they couldn't have a full metal, a soft-tipped, under the Geneva Convention, bullet. What a joke. You can't shoot bullets that kill people. Or maim them. Anti-personnel weapons. So they did the 223-556, because it's so high velocity, it breaks up and actually has a fragmentation effect. That's the big secret about it. And I personally, if you're not too far away, I can take down elk better with a 223 or 556 than I can with a 7 mag or you name it. And I've shot elk with 7 mags. I've shot them with 500 Smith & Wesson handguns. You know, and I'm telling you, 223, if you're close, is better. But I'm digressing. It's the same thing. It's an anti-personnel weapon. Vaccines are a soft kill, anti-personnel weapon. Folks, that's not my opinion. I am completely weaponized in this whole thing. All I do is track the enemy. Okay, I know everything they're up to, basically. When I say everything, everything is public. I'm on it. Because they do the same couple hundred things over and over again. I basically know all their programs. And you understand the level of anger I have because I have children, and I have empathy for my children, so means I have empathy for your kids. It's like if I saw some guy beating a woman up in the parking lot, I'm going to go stop him because I have empathy. I'm not a hero. I have instincts. I'm going to stop them. And I've just somehow got to learn I care too much. Yeah, see, the public doesn't care at all. I care too much because I get so angry when I see the L.A. Times, everybody else going, CNN, gee, school just started. Suddenly, tens of thousands of kids nationwide, hundreds in L.A. are paralyzed. What happened? The frickin' demon insert says it, you murdering filth. You know what you did.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
So, I was spending time this weekend with family, and I went to drudgereport.com, and I saw a link to this article. Her toddler suddenly paralyzed. Mother tries to solve a vexing medical mystery. And they changed the headline on Sunday. On Saturday, it was medical. We even have a screenshot of it. Rob New edited a video piece. I shot it. We uploaded it to him. And he got it out because even when I'm off, I have a camera person following me around now. That's the hard we're fighting. I'm not complaining. You can't drag me away from this. I was foaming at the mouth, actually, Saturday and Sunday, working like 10 hours a day on top of regular stuff. And I just can't stop. I mean, I know the inserts say it causes kids to be paralyzed. I know it causes cancer, neurological disorders, type 1 diabetes because it eats your pancreas. It says can cause pancreatitis, diabetes, flu shot, hepatitis shot, all of them say it. I know this. I've got the inserts. I've probably done 100 special reports or more showing it to you. And then I get angry because I uploaded one video, got like 500,000 views in a couple hours. This one I did only got like 35,000 views. It needs to get 100 million views. The people involved need to, well, you know what they need to have done to them. Imagine how they'd lie, being paralyzed from the neck down surgically. I'm not saying I want to do that, because I don't want to do that to kids. I don't want to do it to you, but I got a little idea in my head that if you think it's so funny, how about you're living out of a straw for the rest of your life? I got three kids. Rob Deuce got four kids. And it flips a switch when you have kids. The people that mess with kids, that's why the media is always, it's for the children manipulating us. It makes me want to throw up. They know vaccines have social control. They know they've done secret testing in them. They know there's secret government program giving liability protection to the companies. The program's public, but what they do is secret in it. They know all this. And they know why the kids are paralyzed. We've had the nurses on. In fact, I link in the report articles a year ago where we have nurses and doctors on. They go, no, they tell us under bioethics we've got to give all the preemies vaccines. And they about half of them quit breathing or die when we do within an hour or two. So we put them on respirators. So they give them the shot they know is making them sick to follow orders. It's like Nazis shooting Jews, but then putting them on respirators. And then they put them on respirators to keep them alive. And I'm like, well, go public. Well, they'll fire me if I do. This is the crazy town. So with everything else toxic that we've proven is bad, bisphenol A, aspartame, MSG, you know, all the things they pulled out of food and water, they won't do this because it's big pharma and the government in collaboration with an agenda to make you take something. Now, I'm very pleased. I had great feelings of satisfaction today. See, I don't get satisfaction peacocking in front of a crowd getting an award. I don't get satisfaction pulling out the coolest car at the country club. I don't get satisfaction. No, I get satisfaction on seeing little plants grow in my backyard and, you know, seeing my kids grow up and be strong and do the right thing. Not because I'm some goody two-shoes, but because you read Conrad Lorenz, Animal Psychology, the biggest, meanest predators have the biggest, sweetest sides as well to govern themselves. It's little cowardly filth that want to sneak around and do jackass evil against people and innocence and think that's power. Exercising oppression against innocence is not because you're powerful. It's because you're a piece of filth. And we will get our metaphysical hands around your necks. And we're very close. And you can feel our fingers sliding lovingly around your throats right now. Like Moby Dick with Captain Ahab. Who are you? You're going to the bottom. You're going down 10,000 feet. You want to dive? You want to play the game? We're going down now. And I can feel the outcry of the maimed children. They're on respirators all over the country. They're dying every day all over the country. I know they pack the Dell Children's Facility every year when the shots start before school in the pre-kindergartner grade, the 3 and 4 year olds, they give them the shots, and then it causes them to have pancreatitis, and they lose their pancreas. So suddenly they tell them, oh, it's genetic. You have type 1 diabetes. They're just hitting them and hitting them hard, and they know full well what they're doing with pleasure. And they go, there's a mystery why there's so many autistic. Now there's a mystery why you're paralyzed. Oh, we didn't get your brain. You're still talking. Too bad he can talk. We don't know what that is. Now, the average doctor isn't actually going, but behind the scenes, they know. They bring these kids in, it's the vaccines. That was in the 2000 document from the CDC that came out in 2002, where a congressman got in trouble leaking it because his grandson was brain damaged. I think the congressman, he had to have his kid on a ventilator for a while, but he came back. Too bad for them, I guess. Too bad for the globalist. They didn't get him, right away. And he leaked it for the congressman's name, but it's famous. ABC News picked it up to their credit before they were totally controlled. But they said, I wouldn't give my grandkids or kids this. We've brain damaged tens of millions. And they said, well, we can't cover it up. We've just got to make sure they clean it up. You see, well, they didn't clean it up because it's on purpose. It's on purpose, just like injecting black people with syphilis at Tuskegee and the airmen being sprayed with biologicals and all the other secret testing and the radiological testing that killed over 3 million U.S. troops. That was Time magazine last week. They're doing it on purpose. So let's play this little boy from the L.A. Times. Let's analyze their piece. Let's humanize him. But, hey, he can walk now. He got better. Yeah, they have treatments for Guillain-Barré where he could have been walking probably in a day, not months. And see, sometimes they won't even tell you what the treatment is because they've got to say it while your kid gets where they can't even breathe and then have to go on a ventilator. And they're all standing there at the hospital going, Sorry, we don't know what's wrong with him. You know, you could tell him and fix him right now. Shut up, we can't. We're not the ones that gave him the shots. And if the doctors tell you, they're fired. So you talk about a test for control. It's how corruption works. You think Hillary was bad getting thousands of people involved in her illegal emails to blackmail and control people? Turns out that's what she was doing. She did it on purpose. They were tired of her blackmailing her, so other agencies leaked it. The Solicitor General of Intelligence released that info 4 years ago. Now let's go back. They're corrupting you all, the nurses and doctors, getting you in on it, letting you know. It's all right if you put them on a ventilator after. Get the ventilators ready. You're loving children. The bad justifies the good, or the good justifies the bad, when statistically it's even worse than what it, quote, protects you from. Then the big lie that, oh, you got to take the vaccine or you're hurting other people. Well, if you've had the vaccine, aren't you protected, Snow White? Gardasil has been banned in more than 30 countries last time I checked, from Japan to India. 8 years before it was even approved, it was killing people right here in Texas, where it had been approved for limited use. I've seen hundreds of local newscasts where the young daughter at age 12 takes it and becomes paralyzed or dies. And in some cases, their doctor even tells them the Gardasil killed your daughter. Rob Dew, you know, I guess I want to apologize, though. Because it is bad that I got upset. I should not get upset knowing this fact that they're just murdering kids and maiming them nationwide. I should just accept it and let them call me conspiracy theorist over at CNN while they get their talking points from Hillary. What a bunch of snot-nosed demons. They've made their bed. They've got to sleep in it, don't they?
Yeah, it's really despicable the way they poison young children from the second day they're born. They're trying to inject them with these toxic compounds, calling it medicine and safe and effective. And, Alex, I just want to bookend what you're saying. Back in August, end of August, here's an article. Prominent district attorney blames vaccines for his children's autism. Now, this is a DA down in San Antonio, just south of us. His daughter and son were both affected by vaccines after taking them. His name is Nico LaHood. He went on camera to promote this Vaxxed movie. But his daughter, his daughter suffered an autoimmune reaction shortly after receiving her scheduled immunizations. And it was really bad. It was bad where I had to tie her down to sleep because she would scratch herself and start bleeding and had eczema-like symptoms. Does that sound like safe and effective?
But dude, I know. The thing is, it's in the insert. It could cause you to be paralyzed.
I know.
So they just go, we don't know. When we've interviewed the nurses, yeah. So has David Knight, who call us. More should call us. But you should go public. It's all over. Who cares?
Exactly.
Murder charges against the people on your bioethics board. They're a bunch of you. I'm going to explain something.
Yeah.
People ask how this happened. Margaret Sanger got David Rockefeller's father's money in 1901. By 1910, they had a bunch of clinics in New York targeting blacks and Puerto Ricans, for whatever reason, and Jamaicans. That was who they, and then they had IBM involved with these first computers called the Hollerith machine. That was like the Hollerith 1. One the Nazis used was Hollerith 7 through 15. There's been, Pulitzer Prizes given for this, folks. Just look it up. This is well documented. And then they said, we're going to call it liberal, and we're going to come in and take over the communities and pay off their preachers, and we're going to set up these health boards and these health departments claiming it's for hygiene. They called it racial hygiene. And so they would just run around, and they would grab the kids and take them and sterilize them, or they would give them shots to sterilize them, and then they came out with the vaccines as well, and from day one we're always putting stuff in them. Hell, I got Sock and others on video admitting they added cancer virus to all the polio shots. So my grandmother got polio 1 week after she was given the polio vaccine, and it was the strain she was given. I mean, this is all hidden in plain view. This isn't our first rodeo, folks. But now they're not just going to have a few million people with polio. They're going to brain damage a third of our kids every year or more. And again, just like the 2-2-3 round, I'm going to skip this break. It's not meant to kill like a Full Metal Jacket 308. It's meant to maim and put pressure on the society to collapse it. So they're putting pressure on childbearing, where childbearing in the actuaries becomes too expensive in the overall average, so you've got to get state help on average to raise children, which brings in more vaccines, more government diet, more school lunch, so they've got you in a government soft-kill cancer incubator that's compartmentalized, they control. Silent weapons for quiet wars. I'm giving you Pentagon document names right now, ladies and gentlemen. Now, you notice The government's listening to us. Foreign governments listen to us. You really think Russian state TV listens to us and runs clips of the show because they think I'm playing games? Russia has banned all the GMO. They're promoting having kids. They have national TV admitting it's an anti-family program. They put hosts on that sound just like me. And it's not because they're getting my talking points. What I'm telling you is total truth. We're under military attack by the eugenicists that set up the health boards that run the modern hospitals, and they've all got it hidden. I have a friend. We were out on a boat about 6 months ago on his boat with his brother-in-law and his sister and his wife and my kids. And they said, we're going to go have the kid. Hold on. I said, they're going to take you in. They're going to say you've been in labor even a few hours. You need to take this hormone to induce labor. Then they're going to have a computer desk. They're going to ask you to take a file down the stairs or to another floor. When you leave with the file, they're going to ask your wife if you have plenty of money or if he beats you. That's going in a health department database to take your kids if you answer. They're going to take blood. If they find any marijuana, they're going to take your child. They're going to put it with CPS. And I'm telling them this is going to happen. And the guy said, they're both listening to me. And I go, now next what's going to I do this to every family I run into that's pregnant. Even on the street now. I did it twice this weekend. Because I have a responsibility to break out of their control and break out of their system. It looks crazy to people in a trance. This is normal human activity. I'm warning people. And then I said, then about 4 or 5 hours later, there's no way your cervix, I said you can Google this, is going to soften because they artificially induced it that quick. So in 90% of the cases, the baby's going to start being delivered earlier without the cervix expanding and being softened. That will cause then heart rate to drop within about 7-8 hours on average. So I've had 3 kids. I know about it. It used to be the first time. It's not even their fault. It's how the system's actuary. Then once that happens, they'll then say, oh, the heart rate's dropping. We got to go into a cesarean. That's how they've gotten Travis County up to 60% cesareans. Soon they'll say it's a conspiracy that children were ever vaginally born. I'm not joking when I say that. We've got their dehumanization plan. The average doctor's not involved. They're busy, overworked, paying off debts, following the whole system, following computer orders they get through the health department, through the central committees of the bioethics boards. And Obamacare globally only codifies that more. Then your bill won't be $10,000, it'll be $60,000. I was told by the brother-in-law and by the brother, who's my friend, he works here, that word for word, exactly what I said happened exactly as I said it would in the exact order. I've had 3 kids. We broke that secretly since the 60s. All blood, or late 60s, is taken at birth and put in a Pentagon UN database. Lawsuits were filed in Travis County off our intel. It all came out and was true. Ladies and gentlemen, I told you about shaving votes. I told you about algorithms. It's all come out now, Beth Harris. I told you about the Federal Reserve being private. That's like saying the sun's yellow. I told you about their whole program because they think you're dumb. They write books about it. Now, Beth Harris, a cut-down interview from the bombshell today that's gone totally viral, the total proof of election fraud, the biggest election fraud news ever, in Beth Harris's own words, the key to the whole deal is coming up, but I'm going to hand the baton to you, dude. It's just that I get pissed because my energy is physically war. I mean, when I realize they're killing kids all around me, and there's a giant scientific program against me, is to get highly motivated. Now, I understand, I'm not bragging here, but you know, not everybody's family found a Texas or whatever. But the point is I've got the genetics to resist this, and I believe everybody else has got the genetics to stand up against this. I mean, you look at little kids getting paralyzed and killed, folks, it should motivate you to get highly aggressive. So I'm proud of the fact now my kids aren't embarrassed to be on the street when I march up to people that are pregnant, and I start telling them, watch out, they're going to lie to you and take shots now. And the good news is I talked to 2 pregnant women and their husbands over the weekend that I saw, and they both said, you know, you're right, they told me to take the flu shot. I know that's bad. My mom told me, thank you, you're right, what the hell's going on? So the good news is, dude, we're breaking through their comfort zone, we're breaking through their matrix, we're breaking through them saying we're kooks, we're flopping around like wild animals on the ground, but we're getting out of the nets, man. It's like Planet of the Apes, we're breaking out of the cages, brother, and yeah. I can feel it happening right now.
Exactly. I have the same type of story. A friend of mine, he was going and having a baby. I said, hey, they're going to come in with the MMR shot. They're going to come in with the vitamin K, and they're going to tell you, look, it's safe and effective, safe and effective. They're going to use those exact words. Just watch. And they came in. They said, oh, I want to give them the shot. He's like, no, we're going to wait. They go, but it's safe and effective. And he's like, holy crap, you were absolutely right. They come out, and then they kept pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And he said no, and he stood up. And now, you know, his kid's fine.
By the way, the first time I said no to all this, and the nurse's letter went, you're right, we don't do it too. We know it's hurting the kids. we give it to the preemies and they get sick. And then years later, they, you know, I mean, they know too. They're oppressed.
Right. And it comes out, they even know they have the ventilators ready because they know when they give the preemies these shots, they start having trouble. They start having autoimmune functions. And it's what happens up in the brain. We talked to Dr. Blaylock years ago about this. It's not even the physical things
that happen
in your body.
It's like 50 bee stings to the preemie.
Exactly. And so your body goes into like fight or
flight. It's like a bee sting. This is the way a doctor described it as a layman term. A regular vaccine is like a bee sting to your 8-pound, 9-month baby that just got born, you know, 9 months in the womb. To a preemie, it's like 20, 30 bee stings, folks. Yeah. Okay, they're having an autoimmune response. They're dying in front of you. My God, it's so common sense.
And they know about this, and they say, oh, the studies say everything's safe. They've never done any studies to see the autism vaccine link.
Well, there's just a lot. They do have small-level studies in foreign countries, but never,
right,
never
foreign countries. It's
CDC-sanctioned study because they won't pay for it.
Exactly. They don't want to see this truth come out because they like this program. This program
my dad wired people's jaws, okay? Okay, my dad was an oral surgeon, wired people's jaws. He did, you know, he was a professor in Dallas of dental surgery. And I mean, I'm just put it to you this way. He's a smart guy. He hadn't told me everything he knows. He told me when I was going to get my driver's license when I was 16, he said, don't sign the organ donor card. And I said, why? And he goes, because I have to know there are hospitals where they kill people and take your organs. And I said, what do you mean? He said, just trust me. I didn't believe my dad, but I still said no. Years later, came on 60 Minutes. The very hospitals he mentioned in Dallas were the ones they were killing people, including ones in Austin and Chicago. Now, the point is that I didn't know at the time that my dad, like, did dental work on the CIA and all this stuff, and they tried to hire him and stuff. I didn't know all the stuff he'd seen. But the point is, the public needs to stop being so damn naive, folks. We have got predators running things. That's all I'm telling you.
Yeah. And you just have to look at the infant mortality rate in our country compared to the rest of the world. We're number 5, you know, Turkey, Mexico, Chile, Slovakia, then the United States. And then you go down, you know, Hungary's got a better infant mortality, Poland. These places do not vaccinate their children as much. They still have a program, but it's not nearly as much. Here you can see the United States, number 5. That's pathetic. That's pathetic that we've let ourselves just get drugged down.
I'll tell you what's pathetic is the public's got a TV head trance. I don't know what's going on. I held over and I handed the baton to you. I'm pretty exhausted right now, folks, because the Beth Harris thing floored me. Thank God everybody else realized how big it was. That is going so viral right now. Infowars.com. We're going to add an 11-minute video. He's about to premiere. That's a cut down of Beth Harris that is just, you know, epic details of what Drudge is linked to. I want to thank Drudge for linking to it. Obviously, Drudge links to the truth and what's important, but Bev Harris is highly respected. But just before I go any further here, I want to just tell folks about the sponsors that make it all possible. Revelations, Dawn of Global Government. This is a Chuck Undersea, spent 5 years making this. It's got G. Edward Griffin, Joel Skousen, myself, Alex Jones, General Boykin, and so many others in it, like General Salente. Covers a range of topics such as privacy, since we won the Federal Reserve, globalism versus nationalism, much more. Visit revelationthemovie.info to purchase the DVD or to check in the hosting of the theater near you. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, absolutely imperative. So check that out today. Again, that's revelationthemovie.info, revelationthemovie.info. And then in closing, we need funding. I skip half our breaks. I just skipped one. I don't hardly plug but once an hour, and you still come through. We got Brain Force, the special ones today, the great nootropic, 25% off. We've got 30 to 40% off, super high quality, storable foods, InfoWarsStore.com. Even if you're awake, if you're dependent on them, they can control you. Now is the time to get a basic firearm and firearms training. It's very inexpensive. Now is the time. The local shooting range will have an instructor. It's hard to turn a blender on, folks, and blend strawberries with whey powder, you know, for your kids than it is to shoot a 357 Magnum. I mean, it's just so super simple. Just go get one, a shotgun, whatever. Get an instructor to show you. And I'm not selling guns. I'm just saying you need that. You need storable food. You need water filtration. You need to just plant gardens in your backyard just as a spiritual act of humans becoming productive again. You know, it's more of a spiritual act, I've learned, or a ritual. Planting food, planting gardens is a ritual. Just get back in the soil. We've got a lot of specials. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. But I'll close and say this is a hand of baton to do. All of life is a ritual about whether you care or not. And I apologize for the way I act sometimes because I am on fire against these people. I know they're bad. I cannot stand them. And I just want to rout them. It's not some devilish wish to hurt them. They're like dog crap. I don't want to put my hands on them. I want to get them off the children. I want to get them off the innocent. I want to get them off this species, and I want to go to the stars. It is a demon-like infestation we're facing. And whether it's real or metaphysical or archetypal, the point is it's real one way or the other. And it's happening now. It's happening now, and you can save people. You can warn people. You can get outside your comfort zone. You can take action. You have, so I salute you. Big articles on Bev Harris's bombshell going up to InfoWars.com as we speak. Please, we'll update the article that's on Drudge, but get them out to everybody you know, InfoWars.com. We'll be back with Rob Doom.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30, that baby.
All right, we're back for the second half of the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Dew, sitting in. And I want to go over a couple of these articles before we play that Bev Harris video snippet from today, from the interview she did with Alex earlier today. Amazing interview. A lot of information there, too. And if you don't understand what a decimal point is, it's the point after, so it's 0.000, and that's what they're doing. They're turning votes into fractions, and by doing that, they can just say, well, we're going to give so-and-so 43%, and the computer makes all the calculations and does it, and then there's no way to tell how it's being stolen unless you get the images of the ballots. But let's go over a couple of articles. This is from Paul Joseph Watson. Pollster, the dam is about to break on Hillary. Voters abandoning established candidate in droves, and this is from pollster Pat Cadell, who said she's hemorrhaging support as the FBI announced they're going to go in and look again at her emails, and now they're finding 650,000 new emails. It should be a treasure trove of yoga poses, I'm sure. You know, they compared it to Ronald Reagan when he won as the anti-establishment candidate back in 1980. It's hard to think. I was a kid when Ronald Reagan was elected, and for me to think of him as anti-establishment. But when you go back and actually look at what he was fighting for, he did have some of those tendencies until they shot him, and then he became a good little boy. Here's another one from Breitbart. Poll, Donald Trump +4 in Florida jumps 19 points among Cubans. And we've heard a lot of chicanery going on. Apparently, Hillary Clinton was having meetings with election county officials in Florida who are guaranteeing her to go to her. I got a call from a pollster over the weekend, a poll watcher, who said, hey, I've had five people in the last day come up to me and said they were told they already voted when they went up to vote. And they said, oh, but it's all being fixed. The election commissioner is just allowing them to vote on a provisional ballot. For one thing, I don't know if they always count these provisional ballots. Sometimes they don't. And another thing is, you got two votes that offset each other. Some already voted for candidate A, and the other person comes and votes for candidate B on the provisional ballot. They offset each other. So that was five in one county, and that was Manatee County, by the way. I tweeted out about that yesterday. So let's go. Now that we've seen how this stuff is going to happen in all the different ways, there is a master way they're doing it, and it's through the electronic voting machines. We've been telling you that for years. You know, you go to these other countries where they want to have fair elections, and they're dipping their thumb in purple ink to show that they voted. And I honestly think that's what we should go back to, and we should go with paper ballots. And then we don't need these damn electronic voting machines to steal everything for us. I'm sorry, you know, it is 2016, and we should be able to do this the right way, but we know we can't trust the people who are supposed to be in charge of these elections. They've proven time and time again that they're culpable. They could be bought off. They could have political preference, and there's just no way to make sure it's done unless it's done by paper ballots with three people watching the count at the same time in the tabulation. And you purple thumb everybody so they can't vote twice. So there it is right there, the purple finger. I guess that's from one of those Muslim countries where, you know, that was in Iraq probably when they were voting for their president in the last election. So let's go to this snippet of Bev Harris talking about how our votes are stolen, how it doesn't matter, even if we catch Hillary in the act, even if we catch her with a dead body, it doesn't matter. She's going to win the election anyway. Let's roll it now.
So you have found the mother load of election fraud.
Yeah, it tells you how to do everything.
Is it not clear that Hillary and the media are trying to sell the idea that there is an election fraud and that Trump's going to lose by a landslide when the polls and everything else show something opposite?
Let me put it this way. Of course, things have been very surprising of late. But if she is still viable in any way, whether or not she wins, she will win. We've found some new information, and I think it's the missing piece that we didn't have before. A gentleman by the name of Benny Smith out of Memphis, Tennessee, discovered what I would characterize as a master key, which essentially lets one person control with invisibly and with remarkable precision down to the precinct level and down to the type of voting, early voting and so forth, or whatever type they want, many different locations at once, multiple counties and multiple states. It has actually been in the system since it's put in the system in 2001, but it became into wide use in 2006. But it kind of took someone with a special set of skills to know what to look for. He didn't just do like most of the people did, where he says, "Well, let me just look at the program and see what I think." He is a guy who has some background in political forecasting and so forth. And he knew what would be needed. He kind of went, let me design what I think would be needed in order to succeed with widespread election fraud. And after he did that, he went, now let me see if the pieces that I know are necessary are built into the system. They should not be. And he was amazed when he found, after looking at the files, that the pieces were built in to commit very large-scale fraud using a feature that had been very little known before. Well, you know, the thing that he felt was needed, which I didn't really understand until I met him and actually started putting together this video, he said the one thing you need, the key element, is you need to have the votes counted as fractions. You need the votes to be counted with decimal places, like you count money. You have to have not just if a vote is a dollar, you also have to have cents on the end of it. It's like 16,000.31, right? Why do you need, now that will not show. It's hidden. But you need that because, and he said, you know, you never, there's one thing you don't know, you can't know before the election. And that's how many people will show up at each polling place in each precinct. So if you start doing things like, I'm going to do every third vote, or I'm going to add 100 votes here, you're going to get, you're not going to be very precise. Instead, you need to do what in finance they call an allocation. You say, whatever number of people show up, the guy is going to get X percent of those votes, whatever they are. Now, think about this. If you have 100 votes and you say, my guy's going to get 43%, that's 43 votes. But if you have 99 people show up, what's going to happen? You're going to end up with 42 point something, something, something votes. So if your system is not capable of counting votes with decimals, it can't do that allocation. And what he did was he knew that that's how it would have to be done, and it would have to be very specific down to the precinct level. The databases can be configured any way you want, and they should be configured and used to be configured to count each vote as a whole number. It's called counting it as an integer. He went in and looked and said, let me see. It should count it as a whole integer. They had changed the setting in all of the voting machines in America. Now, this is the master computers. This is not the machines out in the precincts. This is the master computers that control all the voting machines.
Bev, this is incredible. And again, time and time again, you and your researchers tirelessly around the country have exposed the different ways they're doing it. And so I guess as a top fraud investigator, you're able to reverse engineer, okay, if we are going to steal it, how will we do it? Let's look for this. And then sure enough, you've caught them dialing in remotely.
Yeah. You know, if you, in other words, anybody can sit there and go, well, this looks like a vulnerability, theoretically. This is not a theory. This is real. This is something that was put into the system. They actually changed the setting. We can actually go back and figure out, now that we know it, exactly the date that the setting was changed and that it migrated to all the other manufacturers in the U.S. So now, at this point, the setting is in there to be able to allocate votes by percent. In basically 99% of the votes in the U.S. And then he went on, and he basically proved it. He said, now that I know that's in there, I think I can allocate the votes. And it is stunning when you see the demo.
Let's be clear. You're finding this in the voting software. You go in. It's this algorithm or system to be able to basically program it to show the outcome you want by shaving votes. I mean, in a layperson who's not an expert like you or a top computer programmer, what's happening?
So there's this one central computer, which at the end of the day, all the votes come to it. That's where you take it. You don't run around to 5,000 different things in precincts. You wait till the votes come to you, and then you have your way with them. And it's very, very precise. It's invisible, and there's absolutely, it doesn't matter whether the system's on the internet or not. None of the stuff that they say is a protection matters at all. You have your way with them. Then you, once you control the votes in whatever way you want, for whatever target you want, this can be done by one or a couple of people across whole jurisdictions. I actually didn't want to write the story unless I was absolutely sure. So not only did I see him do it, but I had him show me how it was done. And I took some vote databases, real vote databases that I have. One of them was the entire state of Alaska, the vote database from the 2004 election. I was able to change every precinct in the state of Alaska in 4 seconds.
Is it not clear that Hillary and the media are trying to sell the idea that there is an election fraud and that Trump's going to lose by a landslide when the polls and everything else show something opposite?
Let me put it this way. Of course, things have been very surprising of late. But if she is still viable in any way, whether or not she wins, she will win.
Wow. Please say that again.
Whether or not she wins, she will win. Now, she may be removed from office afterwards, and as you may recall, Richard Nixon was right in the middle. He had been 4 months into Watergate scandals and was reelected and removed from office later. But what's so disturbing about that is, You know, there's actually some Republican elites who might prefer getting her in and removing her from office.
Oh, of course, of course, of course.
They can't control.
Of course, exactly, exactly. The whole power structure is against Trump. I mean, whether he's perfect or good or bad, I mean, if we claim we're against the corrupt power structure, then how could we not be for Trump? I mean, I'm sorry.
I'll say this as well. Whatever anyone thinks about the candidate, I will say that when he has brought to the front the issue of tampering with elections, it's one of the most important services that could have been done in the United States ever.
You're the expert. What headline do we put on this, Bev?
You're going to have to choose the headline.
I know. I just want to be totally accurate. A vote fraud expert, Bev Harris, exposes, the big enchilada, or, I mean...
You know, it's I just call it the magic key. I mean, it really literally is. You picture a janitor going down the hall with a master key jingling at his side. He can open any door with it. There you go. You know, we've basically got...
So you have found the mother load of election fraud.
Yeah, it tells you how to do everything. And, you know, you really can see it depicted, and it's just...
And I know you want to give this fellow credit. We are in a moment. I want to get him on and you back on. Please, please, please. I know I've been wanting you on for months. You've been quietly working on this. Briefly, though, George Soros, 16 states, his company. He's connected to others. He's been caught in a lot of stuff. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I have seen some indicators. Now, there's a company called Dominion. There has been some mistakes where people thought that the Smartmatic was being used. No, Smartmatic hasn't been used here. It's been used in Latin America and a bunch of other places. But he's connected, I think, it's kind of through a couple of hoops, but with a company called Dominion. And Dominion is one of the ones that bought the Premier Diebold stuff, and they have now admitted that they fractionalized the count.
Whoa!
Mm-hmm.
So a Soros-connected group?
It's sort of connected through a couple of arm's lengths. But it's enough so that I think there is some connection. It's just, it's like one of his guys. So, I mean, there's always going to be a couple of buffers in between.
But Soros-connected group... it looks like maybe admitting to be involved in the whole fraction deal. Wow.
Oh, they are. They have. Yeah. They one of their top guys said that they did it. There's a person. There's a group called Defend the Vote in Illinois, and the woman involved with that, Sharon Maroney, actually confronted Dominion and said, and they admitted that they do fractionalize the count. And she asked them why, and they said for marketing purposes.
Wow. They hide it in plain view.
All right. They do it for marketing purposes. We steal the vote for marketing purposes. Now, let me show you this Ben Garrison graphic right here on the screen. Double trouble, emails bubble, humus, tears, and ear of pig. This election I shall rig. And look who's in the background taking selfies of himself. That pretty much sums it up right there visually as to what is going on in this country. Now, you can find the full, I think we have the short video up. Guys, pull that up so I can give people the headline. It went up while I was in here. But we're going to have everything on how America's elections are hacked, missing link discovered. So that's there on Drudge right now. And if you click on that, we should have that video, that 10-minute excerpt there, and we'll have the full video up very soon from Bev Harris at blackboxvoting.com. Now, what's going on also as a fallout to this? Hashtag Hillary for Prisons trending on Twitter after FBI reopens the Clinton investigation. So you can go to that article as well on InfoWars and read all the tweets. It's pretty good. And and they spelled it. I guess they were spelling adding an extra I to prison because the hashtag was blocked from trending. So they just changed it around and then kept going. And people are saying, stop censoring Twitter. Your goose is cooked. So there's that. Here's an interesting little tweet that I retweeted over the weekend. How to catch a Hillary voter. Never wanted to catch one in the act. You put up some Trump signs right alongside the road, but you put nails in front of the first one right there. So when they run it over in their car, oh, they have to go change a flat tire, and then you can find out who's been running over your Trump signs. So that's how these people play dirty tricks. They can't take the truth. And they're going to be so happy when she steals it. And then if they kick her out of office, well, we're going to be stuck with Tim Kaine. It should all add up to just amazing coverage all over the board, which will be running here starting Monday. So Monday, a week from today, starting at 11 a.m., running all the way to Wednesday at 3 p.m., we're going to have 52 hours of live coverage here at Infowars.com/show. You can join us there. We'll also be streaming it on our YouTube channel. But Infowars.com/show is the main link that you can send out to your friends and family right now. You can watch this show every day for free. You could go to it any time of night. It's just running the rebroadcast. It just loops. But please join us at that time. We're going to have amazing guests. It's going to be 24-hour coverage for Monday and Tuesday. Well, I guess Monday we start at 11, go all the way through. Tuesday will definitely be 24 hours, and then go into Wednesday till the end of the show Wednesday, 3 p.m. Central, where we'll be running 52 hours of coverage. So let everybody know we're going to start promoting that hot and heavy today and for the rest of the week, because we want you to join us and participate. We're going to be having calls. I didn't have time to get to calls today, but I would love to hear your reactions to what happened with this new information coming out from Bev Harris, where they basically rig it in plain view by using percentage points on the votes. So there it is. We're going to come back one more segment. I'm going to show you a new WikiLeaks has come out that Joe Biggs discovered this morning, and show a quick video from him. And this just proves that they're all compromised, and they all will be. These people cannot be trusted with anything. So it's time to drain the swamp. This is Rob Dew reporting for Infowars.com. Infowars.com/show is the link where you can watch everything live.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com/Nephilim.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Yeah.
segment of the Alex Jones Show. This is the fourth hour of Overdrive. I'm your host, Rob Due. I got a quick video I want to go to here in a second with Joe Biggs talking about this latest Podesta email. There have been thousands of them, 21 or 22 releases so far, and just each one has its own little treasure trove. This one focuses in on how basically everybody in your government's using a Gmail account. So, you know, everybody's hackable at this point. And if nothing else, all these messages are going to Google. What do you think kind of power that gives them? So here's that video.
This is Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Now, we have another Podesta email dump that's been provided to us by WikiLeaks. And this time, we've got some very damning information that has come out. But before I get to that, just a reminder, we are days around the corner from being able to have our next president. Will it be Hillary Rodham Clinton, the most corrupt politician known to man, or will it be Donald J. Trump, the man who says he will make America great again? Now, we've seen a lot of these emails come out, and they've been damning time and time again. And yet people are still willing to go and turn out and vote for Hillary Clinton, even though we know that she is so corrupt. There's so much blood on her hands, and there's so much secrecy surrounding this presidential candidate that claims that she is transparent. And now we have this brand new email. It's from Tom Nides. He is the former Deputy Secretary of State. This email is to John Podesta, the chairman of the Hillary Clinton presidential campaign. For what it's worth, there is only one thing that needs to be done on this email thing, which I'm sure nobody wants to do. Get a State Department career lawyer to go through all the emails and pull the official ones. I know all the reasons not to do it, but it's going to happen, so we should do it. By the way, you know as well as I, every goddamn cabinet officer and White House staff uses their Gmail accounts. So they know that they're using this kind of information, that there is official emails, classified emails, that are being sent on Gmail servers. So there's a huge problem. We have people who are supposed to protect our national security interests, and they could care less about actually taking the proper steps, the precautions, to safeguard that information from getting into the wrong types of hands. So I want to thank WikiLeaks, Julian Assange, and all the people out there that are tirelessly going through all these emails, exposing the corruption behind Hillary Clinton and her evil campaign workers. This has been Joe Biggs with Infowars.com.
And let's not forget how Podesta got hacked. He got hacked out of a phishing expedition. So they sent him a link that said, hey, change your password, but it was a bad link, and they were able to absorb his password there and then go in and steal all his emails. So imagine every other State Department official, these employees, they all have devices, and we don't know how these devices, they migrate emails. Huma's claiming she doesn't know how Anthony Weiner had 650,000 emails on his computer. Well, my guess is that he saw all the corruption going on, and he was a low-level demon minion and said, you know what, I better grab these and keep them on my computer just in case, because I may need to get out of jail free card at some point, especially if Hillary gets into office and these charges start coming up. I could say, look, I've got a whole computer with it, but he just couldn't keep his phone in his pants. He had to pull it out and show everybody. And that's why he is now under investigation. So it just goes to show, I think he put it in a folder called life insurance, too. That's what's even funnier. But, hey, the Hillary for President shirts aren't for sale anymore, but you can still get your Trump is my President shirt at Infowars.com. If you get it, we can get it to you real quick. Wear it on Election Day, or wear red on Election Day. So when they're showing shots of the polls everywhere, we know that people are voting for Donald J. Trump. They're not going to vote for Hillary. Rasmussen poll, 40% of Clinton-leaning voters say they could change their minds with the latest announcement that's come out, and that's from Paul Joseph Watson today. Be sure you check Infowars.com for all the latest news that's going on. We're breaking it as quickly as it comes, so stay tuned to us. Thank you for your support. Go to InfowarsStore.com. You can support us even more. Become a member of PrisonPlanet.tv and stay tuned for the nightly news tonight, 7 p.m. Central, and thanks for watching.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.